In this episode of Josh Reads Other People's Published Poetry, I'm going to read A La Recherche by David Malouf from his latest book of poems, An Open Book. A La Recherche. Not souvenir, but spells of recovery. An abandoned room. The small explorer time travel. Once more at the forbidden door. The forbidden drawer. Each visit like a second reading. Also the first. No heft, no content to the fabric or things, till fingertips turn them over in the mind and on an intake of breath reanimate dust pricks and quickens. So this is where the hot chaotic present goes, not into the future, but further off, and more darkly exotic and unknown into a time space that only the revenant in us has access to and heart for, the family plot we're on the track of. The world not as it was, or as we were, but as we find ourselves again in its presence. The jumble of clues in an empty box. The only signposts, question marks. Thank you. And on to the commentary for A La Recherche. When I first read this poem, I didn't really get it. The reference in the title went completely over my head. I saw the French and was just kind of blanked out a bit. But something about this poem was kind of niggling in the back of my brain. And when I was looking at poems to read for this podcast that I'd ear sort of proverbially earmarked in David Malouf's new book, A La Recherche kind of was stuck in my head. And I realized that La Recherche is the abbreviated way of saying La Recherche de Thomas Perdu, so it's referring to, and I don't apologize for my terrible French accent, it's In Search of Lost Time. When you say A La Recherche, it's like In Search of Lost Time, or referring to In Search of Lost Time, in the style of In Search of Lost Time, I guess, is one way of thinking about it. And so, once I read this poem through the lens of Proust In Search of Lost Time, you kind of realize it's talking about, or it could be seen to be talking about, that scene in the first volume in Swan's Way, where Marcel, the narrator, is in his room and you know, his mum's put him to bed and she's kissed him goodnight and he's got insomnia and suddenly the room is abandoned because she's not there anymore and the shadows on the wall and memory and he can't sleep and it's this wonderful 80 pages of the narrator talking about insomnia. You don't normally think of 80 pages on insomnia as being wonderful, but the way it's done in Swan's Way is quite good. And that's why I read this poem. And that's why I like this poem, because for me it reminds me of Swan's Way, very vividly reminds me of Swan's Way. But really just because of the title, like once I made that reference, once I made that connection to the title, the poem took on an entirely different meaning. And suddenly went from being this kind of poem I just glanced over, I read it a couple of times and then moved on to the next poem, to being something I read aloud a couple of times to kind of figure it out before I recorded it. And it kind of made me think that if you'd never read Proust, or you didn't know anything about it, and you didn't know that La Recherche was sometimes how In Search of Lost Time is referred to, even in English, because of it's been translated into different titles over the years, it's just easy to say La Recherche by Proust. If you didn't get that reference, I wonder how you'd read this poem. If you'd even give this poem a second thought. I've always found that endlessly fascinating with a certain class of poet who does make reference to those sort of classical literature that a lot of people, especially of my generation, I feel, hasn't read it. And there's a good reason people haven't read Proust, let's be honest. You've got to be in a certain frame of mind, and there's a certain level of tenacity to want to kind of wade through the weighty through parts to enjoy the great moments in Proust. Anyway, I really enjoyed A la Recherche, and I hope you enjoy my reading of it. I'm enjoying David Malouf's new book, not as much as I thought I was going to, I'll be honest, but it still is entertaining to read. The man is very good at what he does, and he's been very good at writing poetry for a very long time. And I'm slowly making my way through it, trying to, you know, just give the book the respect, not the book the respect deserves, but give the author the respect he deserves as a poet and an author in general. Thank you very much for listening. That's all I've got for this episode. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.